Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, you are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to you. Programming note, apparently, in the 2 o'clock hour, the drive will talk to tight end for your Houston Texans, Dalton Schultz.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, that's something to keep an eye on today. But to keep an ear on right now is our weekly chat with my fellow Nigerian-American. He played a defensive end for your Houston Texans, and he is a man of the community, a man who knows ball, and a man who joins us right now. His name is Andy Kalu. What's happening, brother?
Happy belated Nigerian Independence Day to everybody out there. It affects us all. So how are y'all doing? A great day to be a Texan.
How do you celebrate?
Fufu and a goosey until you throw up.
That's right. I was like, you celebrate by eating the same food you eat all the damn time. That's how you do it.
Exactly.
Just maybe a little bit more. How about that?
Yeah.
I'll start by asking you a question we asked a little earlier in last hour of the show, which is, how frightened are you, or how fearful are you of Derrick Henry? Because I'm still gauging to some degree to what level I should be fearful of Derrick Henry in this year of our Lord 2025.
You know, 1 to 10, I'm going to say 7.5. And the reason it's so high for me, for the Houston Texans fans that have watched what he's done to us in the past, it's been amazing for the Derrick Henry fans out there. And he knows that the team's on his shoulders now. Without Lamar Jackson, then you talk about three of their top five players, both sides of the ball, potentially can be out. Matt Buwike is not going to be playing. I think Derrick Henry is looking forward to the challenge of saying, you know what, let me show the Baltimore Raven fans what I can do, and let me put this team on my shoulders. And that makes me a little nervous. Not so much the big plays, Reggie, but if he gets going and starts picking up 5-6 yards a pop, that's when it could be a long day. And that's my biggest concern going into this game.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Hey, I want to start on the other side of the ball. We've talked a lot since you've been joining us about the offensive line, the offense, communication. Very open-ended question. What do you see? What do you see Sunday that maybe can give you a little hope from this Texans offense?
Mainly what I saw with the protection in the fourth quarter is what gives me hope. One play was embarrassing, and I know stuff happens, and even though they're pros, you can't expect them to be perfect. But that play where Jeffrey Simmons, the nose tackle for the Tennessee Titans, sacked C.J. Stroud, which might be the fastest sack in the history of the NFL. But when you look at what the offensive linemen were doing, it was all mental. You know, they weren't getting beat physically, blocking each other. I mean, it looked like the Three Stooges of the offensive line on that one play. Now, that was just one play, but in my opinion, that should never happen, especially when you're protecting a young stud like C.J. Stroud. So that was disappointing, but John, I will say this. If the offensive line and the entire offense, if they pick up where they left off towards the end of the fourth quarter, mid to end of the fourth quarter, things could get very interesting in a positive way for the Texans. Mm-hmm.
Now, Andy, I'm interested, like in those trenches, especially for an offense, it seems like there's a lot more room for changes of play calls and alerts and stuff. Does that end up being like an additional challenge or, you know, problem for an offensive line when you have those, especially on the road in a place like Baltimore?
When you have what?
When you have an offense that relies a little bit more on alerts and checks, seemingly, like it feels like this offense might.
Oh, especially on the road. Yeah, good question. You know, and that's any road, not just Baltimore. If you have a smart crowd, your away opponent, if they're smart, they know when to get loud so you can't hear those alerts and checks. I remember being in my stands many a times, and I heard the quarterback trying to make alerts, but the rest of the offense didn't hear him because the crowd was so loud there in Houston, and they had to go either call a timeout or just kind of kill the audible because everyone on the field didn't hear it, and that definitely hurts the offense. So the thing about that, though, you have to have a smart offense where everyone's on the same page. I remember playing against the New England Patriots, and Tom Brady will make checks, but he would barely speak because the entire offense knew, okay, well, by looking at this defense, the personnel, where they're lined up, this is what the check is going to be. And it's an awesome sight to see when you have 11 guys on the same page.
What about run game, Woody Marks versus Nick Chubb? How would you play that now?
Man, I love what the young buck is doing for the Houston Texans offense. I mean, look, just a spark. And when you look at where he was drafted, and if you look across the league, you get a lot of productive backs in that round where he was taken. So it's not that big of a surprise. And he's young. To me, with running backs, you want the young, fresh legs. I love the 1-2 punch now moving forward with Woody Marks being your first option and Nick Chubb being a compliment back. And that's a hell of a compliment back in Nick Chubb. And with Woody Marks, where I'm getting more comfortable, we all know he can run. We all know he can catch out of the backfield. But we saw some pass protection plays where he looked like a vet. He knew who to pick up. And that's typically where coaches are afraid to play young guys at the running back position, is because of the pass protection. And he showed right there that, no, he can handle that as well.
Wait, I do want to ask you this. We're talking to Andy Kalu here in the loop. Do people get a little bit of guff on the defensive side when, if you do get pancaked like Quentin Demps did by Woody Marks? Like, do you go back to the sideline, or is it in the huddle at some point and you get a little guff like that?
Oh, 100%. It's definitely the worst part. And I guarantee, and I always try to say, I don't want to get into players' heads because we all think differently, but I'm going to get into Diggs' head. I guarantee when he was laying on his back, he was thinking to himself, man, this is going to look horrible on film. Because you're watching it with all of your teammates, your brothers, you know, the guys that you care most about impressing. And when that play comes up on film, yeah, you're going to feel bad. And obviously, guys, I wouldn't be surprised if someone took a screenshot of that and put it in his locker.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shout out to Woody Marks, Player of the Week, for making that happen. I did want to ask you this, though, because we're watching the injury report, and we're all like, ooh, these are advantageous opportunities for this Texans team to take advantage of. But we don't get to sit in the locker room and we're not thinking about the game planning aspect of it. Is there anything that could possibly be like an unintended consequence or something that we would be missing from all these injuries that would make it maybe a little bit more difficult to handle the Ravens this week?
Well, what makes me nervous is the injuries, what everyone is saying, and John Harbaugh as a coach. And what I mean by that is the media saying, oh, man, this guy's injured. This guy's injured. The Baltimore Ravens don't have a chance. I know John Harbaugh. I know he likes to get in the head of his players in a positive way, and he's very successful in doing that. I guarantee all week, whoever the backup is, next man up, John Harbaugh is telling them, hey, man, look, they don't think you can get the job done. Hey, man, look, everyone thinks that this game is over because you're starting in front of Matt Ibuike, or Marlon Humphrey is out, so his backup, John Harbaugh, is getting in his head and saying, man, look what the media is saying, that we're going to lose to the Texans. So my point is, you're going to have a hype team, the Baltimore Ravens. You're going to have second string guys, and everybody in the NFL believes that they should be a starter, trying to prove that they should be starters, and there's going to be that extra oomph. Just watch. Just watch a kickoff. Watch during the first series. You're going to see a very spirited Baltimore Raven team at home, and the last thing you want are those backups to get that momentum, to get that confidence. Like, see, I told you I should be starting, and go out there and ball out.
I'm curious about if you can just take us to the practice field and the meeting rooms and such, because we've had conflicting reports on Lamar Jackson, obviously the most important injury in this game. One report was, oh, he's not going to play. Then the Ravens sort of leaked, it seems like, well, he's day-to-day and expected to play, et cetera. How does that cut into the practice time, or the Texans, are they kind of thinking along the same lines? That is there a risk there? Like, we don't expect him to play. How does that play out?
Let me tell you why that's a great question, because it truly affects how you practice and how you approach the week. And you only have so much time. And if you ask any coach, especially coordinators, there's never enough time during the week to prepare for the offense. So when his backup is Cooper Rush, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Cooper Rush and Lamar Jackson, here's my statement of the week. They're two different kind of quarterbacks, and Captain Obvious statement of the week, I should say. They're two entirely different kind of offenses and quarterbacks. So you have to prepare for both now. So when you're hearing reports that Lamar Jackson might play, then you still have to watch film of Lamar Jackson. You still have to get that scout team wide receiver to line up under center during practice so he can mimic Lamar Jackson. And then you also have to watch film on Cooper Rush and check out his tendencies and be prepared to play somebody who's more of a traditional quarterback. So, yeah, that's a big deal as far as preparation, because you can't focus just on one person. And that's why the other team does it. That's why even if they know, if John Harbaugh and the rest of his staff know Lamar Jackson isn't playing, yeah, they want to put it out there. He might play. So good luck getting ready for both of them.
Yeah.
Hey, ND, at the risk of continuing to nitpick a defense that literally is the best scoring defense in the league, it feels like when they blitz, they're less effective. Are you seeing that? And if so, why might that be?
Yeah, you know, I'm not seeing that. Come on, Reggie, man. Just tell them good job. Just pat them on the back and say good job. See, that's the Nigerian parent in you right there. I know you're not a parent yet, but that's the Nigerian. Yeah, that's like when I came home and I was so excited because I got a 92 on a test. Yep. And my dad was like, why didn't you get a 97? Why didn't you get a 100? Yeah. I'm like, come on, man. I had to cheat hard enough to get this 92. But
I know you got all A's, but one of them is an A-.
AB honor roll, why not all A's?
Exactly. So, but that's what you're supposed to do in your seat. You're supposed to, you don't want to get comfortable, and you don't want to kick your feet up and say, we've arrived as a defense. I have not noticed the difference, and I'll look out for that, but if I'm going to be totally honest, I haven't noticed a difference on success when they blitz versus when they just allow a four-man rush. So I would definitely keep an eye out on that.
All right, ND, we appreciate you giving us some time. I hope that you get plenty of jollof rice in celebration of the week. And looking forward to talking to you next week after a victory.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all keep up the great work.
Appreciate you. There he goes. ND Kalu joins us every week right here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. We'll revisit that blitz thing because I do feel bad. Like, I don't want to be like, oh, man, because the defense has an A-. The defense looks really, really good. The defense looks really good. But there is one quirk that I'm still like, huh. Yeah. That's interesting. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we'll get into what's popping, including this baseball, man. Like, seems like Aaron man. Boone really did make a mistake now, didn't he? We'll talk about that and a little bit of Rockets next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.